Talk Live, you can take control of these airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And we invite you over to the Free Talk Live website. You can go there, enjoy various different features, and enjoy them all for free. In fact, you can create the content on the site. You get to... You can submit whatever link that you want to. Maybe it's to a YouTube video or a news article. And you can also vote on other people's submissions. So the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of our website over at freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and get interactive like the rest of our website. The features are all free, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. So I went out today, went to the courthouse in Manchester to attend the trial of Pete Eyre, who, if you listen to the show for a while, you've probably heard Pete's voice before. He's one of the two main crew members over at LibertyOnTour.com. He and Ademo have been traveling around the country for a couple years and visiting all manner of liberty-oriented people all over the place in the United States. Actually, they did try to go to Canada once, but were stopped at the border by the Border Patrol, and that didn't go too well, because these guys are folks that stand up for freedom. They're almost like rock stars in the liberty movement. They're very well-liked, they're very, very friendly, and they're compassionate guys. And they're willing to stand up for other people's freedoms. And so both of them were arrested recently in Manchester for chalking. Or at least they were arrested at a chalking event.
Right.
I don't think either of them were actually charged with graffiti, but Ademo, for instance, was arrested for simply walking away from a cop when a cop was trying to ask him for his identification. I didn't think you were supposed to have government ID on you at all times, but these cops are acting like you do. What could the obligation possibly be for you to leave your house at all hours of the day or night and carry a government-issued ID? What if I don't have it?
Right. What if you don't drive? What if you're not a driver?
Yeah. What if you've never gotten one?
Sure.
So Ademo was arrested for that, and then Pete was arrested later as the police were... apparently, they were claiming they wanted to take pictures of the chalking. And so they designated a large swath of their area. This was out by the Manchester Police Department. They designated a large chunk of area as the crime scene. And so they had their police photographer out there. And the claim was that the activists were getting in the way of the police photographer.
Why do you need to take a picture of chalk on a sidewalk that would wash away at the second it rained?
It's evidence of a crime, apparently, the crime of graffiti.
Graffiti is permanent.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what their legal definition of graffiti is. I haven't read it. I doubt you have either. But with legal terms, of course, as you know, they can redefine things as they like. So if they want to call chalking graffiti, then they can call chalking graffiti, as absurd as it might be to us. So they had determined this is a crime scene, and they bring in their photographer, and they ask people to, I guess, get out of the way so they could take the photos. And I guess what it was at issue at the trial today was Pete was facing two disorderly conduct charges. One, because he allegedly didn't leave the area when told to. And the second one was something very similar to that one. Oh, it was because he didn't keep moving. There's this other stupid rule that they try to put down on people just so they can control you, where if you're protesting somewhere, the cops might come up and say, "You guys have a right to protest, but you just can't stand still." So that way they'll try to get you to jump through some sort of arbitrary hoop. And this was one of the things that they had told the folks that were out there at this. It was an anti-police brutality protest, that they not only had to move away from the area with the chalk, but they also had to keep moving. So they couldn't just move away and then stop and stand somewhere and hold signs next to the street. You have to keep moving. It apparently doesn't matter if you walk around in a small circle, but as long as you are still moving, then you're okay. So Pete ended up, through cross-examining the various different witnesses the police brought against him, ended up proving through their own testimony that he did indeed leave the area of the so-called crime scene But they're going to try to get him, I think, on the fact that he didn't, like, keep moving around as they demanded that he do. And they're saying that that's a lawful order. And, of course, the definition of disorderly conduct is when you disobey a so-called lawful order, it's instantly a misdemeanor.
Which can be pretty much anything. It's arbitrary. Like,
it seems
everything
like
else it, with them, it seems. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they consider to be a lawful order, but I'm pretty sure they consider it to be anything that utters from their mouth.
Right.
And so Pete was not found guilty today. The case is under advisement. So I guess he has been asked by the man in the robe to submit some sort of a memorandum, which is new for me. I don't know what this thing is. It's some sort of post-trial, because the trial's done. Mm-hmm. It's some kind of a post-trial. I guess it's not really a pleading. It's just like a note on the facts about the First Amendment, because the First Amendment was brought up, and as this was a protest, and, you know, Peter, I think, was pointing out that they're trying to crush their right to protest.
Right.
And so the judge, I guess, is willing to look at those issues in tandem with this case somehow. So there's, you know, a couple more weeks that are going to pass by here before Pete's deadline comes up for getting that in. We'll likely hear news of his verdict being reached toward the end of next month. So his is the second trial that has happened of the Manchester Eight, where eight folks were arrested for various different nonsense, for being outside the police department and engaging with and or supporting people that were chalking outside of the police department. The first trial ended up finding Kate, one of the activists, was arrested. She was guilty on a couple of different things, found not guilty on one, and sentenced to suspended sentences. So she's got, you know, like a couple years worth of suspended sentence, which is one of the ways that they control people. They try to control activists by giving them these suspended sentences. That way they know that they've got a jail term hanging over their head.
Right.
And so they have to kind of walk on eggshells to some extent. So it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up finding every single one of these folks guilty just so they could hold a suspended sentence over their head. Whether or not they actually put somebody in jail remains to be seen. So, anyway, that's just an update for you on what's going on with Pete. And they did say they might be giving us a call here. I don't know what night it's going to be, but they were both, the guys from Liberty on Tour, both went out to New York City, where, of course, Occupy Wall Street is still in effect. Obviously, weather is going to continue getting colder. And the ultimate question is for how long will the Occupy Wall Street and the other Occupy movements continue on? And also, will they be occupying indoors as well? Once it gets a little too cold to be outdoors, maybe that's a good time to go into things like courtrooms or city council meetings or
public buildings.
Yeah, the police department and other places where they are supposedly taxpayers should be allowed to go. So they went down there, and some of the videos from that are posted over at freekeen.com. You can see that there. There's other news actually out about the various different Wall Street protests, the Occupy protests that are happening. There was news over the weekend that I guess it was in Oakland where the city was threatening the folks there with eviction from, I'm not sure which park it is. I don't have the story in front of me at this exact moment. But it's my understanding that the folks in Oakland were refusing to move. And I don't know what happened there. I'll try to get you that news. Actually, here it is from ABC News. com. Anti-corporate demonstrators ignored an order to evacuate their encampment outside of Oakland City Hall, continuing to occupy the Frank Agha Plaza overnight and going about their business as usual this morning. This was written on Saturday. Music blared and dozens of more tents were erected in the encampment on Friday night. It was hardly the scene one would have expected after city officials issued an order that protesters were to vacate the plaza by 10 p.m. So that's good news. The demonstrators did not move.
Yeah, they kind of beefed it up, in fact. I guess they might have saw it as a challenge.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it was.
And of all places in Berkeley, which is notorious, I mean, so much news has been coming out of there with police brutality, with the BART cops shooting people, with them blocking access to internet so that people couldn't record them, you know, at certain times, stuff like that.
I heard something about that, using cell phone jammers. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
sick.
Right.
So we'll give you some more information about what happened down in Oakland. And, of course, your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients as well. Go to SACL CAI's site through our banner over at freetalklive.com, right there at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Gregory is on the line listening in Austin. Gregory, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know if you guys have talked about this before, but I'm kind of calling on behalf of a friend. Here recently in Central Texas, a man was released from prison after serving 25 years. They convicted him of murdering his wife. His name is Michael Morton. And recently DNA evidence has proved that he's not the one who committed the crime.
Oh, boy.
And the kicker is here that the prosecuting attorney at the time of the trial 25 years ago withheld evidence from his defense lawyers, which helped get his conviction.
Mm.
And on top of that, the DNA that they were able to test is linked to another case of a woman who was murdered in 1988, which was less than 6 months, I think, after they convicted Michael Morton. And this other woman who was murdered is actually the mother of a good friend of mine. And I'm kind of calling on her behalf because all of the stuff that's recently come out, you know, her cold case file has kind of just been sitting at the Austin Police Department collecting dust over the last two decades. And this is kind of the first time that they've had a real sense of hope that they might be able to find out who murdered her mother. But what's kind of weird, or I guess funny, the people who were involved, like the prosecuting attorneys and the judge at the time, they are trying to fight an investigation by the Texas State Bar because they don't want this information to come out that they withheld. Well, I mean, it's already come out that they withheld evidence, but they're essentially trying to get off without being without any kind of repercussions for what they did.
Are they still the same people in the same positions, or have they moved up? Are they retired?
No, the prosecuting attorney at the time is now a district court judge in Williamson County.
Mm-hmm.
And he was subpoenaed to actually give testimony on why they withheld this evidence. And his lawyer recently tried to move to squash that subpoena. It's kind of sick what they're doing up there. They're trying to, the current district attorney is trying to protect the older people from any kind of legal ramifications. I mean, this guy, Michael Morton, was released from prison, I think, on October 4th. And because he was wrongfully imprisoned, he's entitled to, I think, $80,000 for every year he was in prison from the state of Texas.
Really?
It's worth about $2 million.
I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised they're allowing that. That's interesting.
But they are... Like, so he was freed with the help of the, have you guys ever heard of the Innocence Project?
Yeah.
In New York City? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The bloody bandana was found not far from this guy's house, Michael Morton. His wife's name is Christine. And I don't know if DNA testing or how good it was back in 1986, but that information was withheld from his defense lawyer. Other information that was withheld was that her credit card was used in San Antonio the day after the murder, and then a couple of days later, a check was cashed in her name, like with her forged. They withheld that from his defense lawyer.
And where was he at those times when the check was cashed and all that stuff?
He was in custody.
Right.
He was in custody.
So how is he using the credit card or the check if he's in police custody, right?
Exactly. And another thing that they withheld was his 3-year-old son was at home when his wife was murdered, and he told this guy's mother-in-law, the kid's grandmother, that a monster was the word that he used was a monster that was beating his mom, and they asked, was it your father? And he said no, and they withheld that statement from the guy's mother-in-law.
Incredible.
As well. So he goes and he spends 25 years in prison, but what's really kind of crappy about that is the fact that since they worked so hard at putting this one guy in prison, the person who actually committed the crime may have murdered my friend's mother.
Mm.
You know, like if they had actually focused on going after the real killer, my friend's mother might still be alive.
That's sad.
And now they're kind of, my friend's family is, they're worried that this is all going to get swept under the rug again. Like, it's all come out and their whole family's having to deal with it. And it's not pleasant, but they'd like to see something done. And they're just afraid that it's all going to get, kind of swept under the rug again.
It sounds like that's what they're up to, is they're covering up as much as they possibly can. And as you pointed out, the new prosecutors covering for the old guard, the new guard covering for the old guard, and they're all on the same team and working to protect one another.
Yeah, what's new?
It's just been ridiculous. And the reason I'm calling is because my friend has asked, is basically she just wants anybody who's willing to listen, or because the last thing that they want is for it to just kind of fizzle out and nothing happen, because for so long they've never known who did this. And the police initially focused on my friend's father as the prime suspect, which, if you know anything about criminology, it's understandable. I mean, in a case where a husband and wife or one of them is murdered,
it is frequently the lover. I mean, that's certainly true.
But my friend's father feels like they focused way too much time on him.
They picked the person they thought was most likely, and it sounds like they structured the case to make it seem like he was guilty. They got the conviction they were looking for by withholding exculpatory evidence, and case closed. Chalk up another win for the prosecutor so he can go ahead and get his election to the judge seat.
Yeah, this is the incentives they have, though, is just to, get guilty people and get them in. Like, if they can make it look like someone was guilty, if they can build the case to frame somebody like this, and whether they do it intentionally or not, they'll do it. They'll take it because they just want to, push that through and move on to the next one.
It has to be intentional, don't you think?
Prosecuting attorneys aren't, if they're not getting convictions, they're not going to keep their job. And, I mean, it's kind of sad. Well, another thing I didn't mention was 6 years ago, when they wanted to test the DNA on this bloody bandana, the district attorney in Williamson County actually fought to not have the DNA testing done. The Innocence Project was literally fighting since 2005 to get this DNA testing done. That finally got done this summer.
So you live in Austin, Texas, and that's probably a good thing because there's a pretty good group of liberty-loving people there. Are you in touch with any of those folks?
Not many, but I do know quite a few people are aware of the story going on in Williamson County, and it's getting a lot of coverage here in Central Texas. And it's gotten a little bit of national coverage. Some of the stories that were printed have been reprinted by the Associated Press and the New York Times.
If I were you, Gregory, I'd reach out to folks like Catherine Bleich and John Bush, who are a couple of really super activists that live in the Austin area, and they know a lot of people around there that are, I think, Austin's one of the hot spots, in my opinion, for liberty activists. I think New Hampshire is the ultimate destination for folks, but that's what I do, is I get in touch with the local resources and see what you can do to kind of keep this in people's ear. And thanks for the call tonight. Good luck out there at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, take control of these airwaves, and these prosecutors are ruining people's lives across the country, not just with murder convictions, but sometimes with little stuff like chalking or drug convictions or, speeding. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll free, bring up anything you want at 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Julia, you're going to tell us about some TSA silliness.
Yes.
We'll get to that here. 855-453. Also inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We have news updates for you, so if you'd like to receive email updates or Twitter or Facebook, whatever way works best for you, you can go and get signed up and do it for free, of course, over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It will deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical, tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle to have if you can have only one. That's 855-453 for our number here. You can bring up anything. Let's go to Scott, listening in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark and Julia. How are you?
Actually, Mark's not here. Luther is in the house
tonight. I mean Ian.
And Luther and Julia. But it's understandably confusing, Scott. This is, by the way, Scott the Bigot calling. Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to focus on the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street. And I'd like to tie it in, Ian, if I may, with Gaddafi, because I'll tell you the common denominator. The Tea Party wants to eliminate the Federal Reserve and stop aid to Israel. The Tea Party wants the Federal Reserve audited and stop printing up trillions of dollars in worthless currency. Occupy Wall Street, on the other hand, wants to eliminate the greed and corruption of Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, and other international bankers, and to stop the feudal wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Both are great populist movements. Make no mistake about it. They're populist movements. Thus, there's a common denominator, Ian, and this is the common denominator. Both the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street have a common enemy, which is our Zionist occupied government. And if you don't believe that, look at Gaddafi. Now, yes, he murdered his own people. Don't get me wrong.
Would the government not be the enemy of those groups, in your opinion, if it was not so-called Zionist?
Explain to me, what do you mean by that?
Well, you love to just pepper whatever it is you're saying with Zionist this, Zionist that, and you focus on Jews, and you hate Jewish people, and you get a lot of hate, actually, in your heart, not just for Jewish folks, but other people that are different from your white Christian upbringing. And so you always use the term Zionist occupied in front of the term government.
Yes, I do.
And so my question is, if it were the case that it was not, in your belief system, a Zionist-occupied government, if it was just a government, would that still be the problem? Would that still be the issue for these two groups, the Tea Party and the Occupy?
Absolutely. I'd still hate the government. Our government the way
so
it
what's
is.
So what's the point? I mean, if you acknowledge that the government itself is the problem, what's the point in continuing to bring the hatred, the bigotry, I guess, into it?
To point out where the cancer's coming from. If a man has cancer,
but you just wait. That doesn't that contradict kind of what you just said? Because I asked you if there was no Zionist occupation, so-called, and I don't even know what that really means. But if there was not that, then where would the cancer be then? What would the cancer be if that was absent? Would there be a cancer?
Oh yes, the government is cancerous.
Okay.
The government is infringing on our civil liberties. And if you don't believe it.
No, I agree with that much. That's the part I agree with, dude. It's just the Jews are running everything, they're in control, they're horrible people.
Considering that there's 0.2% of the entire world population, I fail to see how they control 6 billion people on this earth.
They wield tremendous power.
Now you've done it, Luther.
Tremendous. Enormous power, economic, social, political. But getting back to our government, if you look at Gaddafi, now, yes, he murdered his own people, but that does not mean that the United States is a paid executioner like a mafia hitman to go across the world. Look, we took out Saddam Hussein. We took out Gaddafi.
I think you're right about not intervening in the world's affairs, Scott. Luther, you'd asked him a question about the Torah. What was that question?
Oh, I asked him where this power comes from, this immense power. I don't believe in, like, magical power, so I don't understand how a small group of people could, control the entire world.
They're international Jews, and there's three groups that
whatever that means.
They gain their power from international Jewish capitalism, which you're seeing on Wall Street, where Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns controls the American economic system. Let's not forget the Federal Reserve is controlled by Jewish influence as well. Then you've got international Jewish communism. The Jews invented communism. Karl Marx was Jewish. Leon Trotsky was Jewish. That's the second phase. And the third phase is international Jewish Zionism.
Do you think Jewish people are more evil than the rest of the world?
Yes.
Why do you believe that to be the case?
There's evil in all races.
Even white?
Of course there's evil white people.
So, but you believe Jewish people are more evil than everyone else?
I believe that they're a brilliant race, but they have no morals, they have no scruples, no morality.
Really?
And,
they don't hold family to be in high regard? They don't hold, loving your community to be in high regard? I mean, those aren't morals of the Jewish community? Because all the Jews I know, that's what they value.
See, that's just the difference between you and Scott. You actually probably know Jewish people, whereas Scott likely doesn't. How many Jewish people do you know personally, Scott?
I know them from a distance.
Yes.
Well, I dated Jewish women, and I got to tell you, they are awesome in the sack.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you. There are probably some Jewish women that are not awesome in the sack. People are different, and that's the thing that Scott doesn't seem to want to understand. And, of course, how could he ever really come to understand this? Because he sequesters himself in his mother's basement and doesn't actually go out to experience the world, therefore has no experience with meeting anyone who is a Jewish person. He would be too frightened of, I don't know.
Yeah, he's built it up in
account.
His mind that they're this evil, they're probably horned and have tails mm-hmm. in his fantasy, so they're this big evil that he just can't wrap his mind around, so he's terrified of it. He would never think to approach it on a one-to-one basis.
1-855-450-FREE. Julia, have you ever known Jewish people in your life?
Sure, who hasn't?
Well, apparently Scott. I'm just checking.
He probably just didn't know they were Jewish.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that.
Not everybody who is Jewish is stereotypical Jewish looking and acting, and I know a lot of people where I just wouldn't know their religion at all because we don't talk about it.
Well, right. Plus, they're not required by the government to wear an identifying patch on themselves at all.
I wonder if Scott would like that.
Oh, I bet he would.
I bet he would.
A yellow star.
But I think you're absolutely right that, you have to. It's one thing to come to the conclusion just on your own that people are equal, but it helps to meet them and to interact with them and to come to the understanding that people are human beings and they have differing beliefs, and just because they have a particular religious bent or particular the way they were raised or whatever, that doesn't mean that you should just shove them out of your life, that they don't deserve the same opportunity to connect with you as any other human being. And he just doesn't get it. And I don't know if that'll ever change for him in his life.
That's sad.
I hope it does. And I'm the same way. I mean, every Jewish person I've ever known has been very nice and very, like you said, family-oriented and community-oriented as well.
Usually tradition-oriented, too. That's a
very
big part of the religion. And I mean, that's kind of what has tied them together as a people, because they're spread out all over the world, mostly concentrated either in Israel or here in America. They used to have large populations in Europe, but they started emigrating from there. And what ties them all together is their religion and their ancestry and this book, the Torah, and tradition, and the traditions that just get passed on from generation to generation.
Are there some people who are maybe more likely than others to wield power? Yeah, there are power seekers out there. But they're from all variety of different religions, and probably some that aren't religious. There's just people that seek power over others. It doesn't matter what they're worshipping. 855-450-FREE. Well, actually, they're probably worshipping power more so than anything else. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free. In fact, if you want to support this program, there are different ways for you to do that. One of them is you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you get a whole list of things that you can do there to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, everything from free bumper sticker to flyers, business cards you could print out. So we've got graphics that you can use, web banners, etc. All there over at promote.freetalklive.com. We'll continue here with, I think this is Rax in Nebraska. Rax, you're on Free Talk Live. Dean, Luther, and Julia. Rax, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just wondering, how do you justify the fact that there are a lot of Jewish people, I mean, great Jewish, wonderful people in New York who protest against the United States supporting Israel?
Are you asking that question of Scott the Bigot, or are you asking that of the hosts here? Because I think that we've all made it pretty clear that Jewish people believe different things.
Well, could you please explain that to me? Because I see that we have two different factions of Judaism. And
well, I'd imagine you probably have more than that, because each person's an individual.
Right. Yeah, not to mention there's Orthodox, there's Ashkenazi, there's the traditional Israelites in Israel.
What about the Hasidic Jews?
Well, is that Orthodox Hasidic Jews? That's like, I think, I don't know if that's a branch of Orthodox. They're more strict about it.
Right.
And then you just have like your non-practicing Jews, like my friend Andrew, who asserts that all Jews are really atheists.
Okay,
they just don't know it.
We're getting off the concept of what my question is. My question is, why are there certain of these facts that don't agree with other ones? Why are there protests in New York City?
Why are there Christians that don't agree with one another?
Well, then you're not answering anything. You're asking
I'll answer your question. I'll answer your question. The reason why is because everybody is an individual and they make decisions for themselves.
So explain your exact, I heard the caller that came before here. And when it comes to controlling the money system, he probably had a valid point, but I hold no enmity.
I don't think he has a valid point.
I'm sorry.
I don't think he has a valid point at all.
Yes?
Because there are people that are of different religious beliefs that control the money system, so he has no valid point there. Sure, some of them are Jewish, but some of them aren't. So anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my basic question was that we have some Jewish folks, and I have no animosity towards any of these people, but okay. I see in New York that they are protesting against the support of the United States to Israel because they don't support that. So, and then they are the Hasidic Jews. I mean, they are the really, you know, I always kind of laugh. I'm not a religious person, but I always have to go back and say, beware of those who are Jews, who claim they are Jews and are not. I don't know that.
So why is this such a surprise to you? First of all, I don't understand what that means, but why is this such a surprise to you?
Well, it's just, I don't think that everyone that looks at this issue, you know, of who controls the money system and everything else, really get all of the answers. I mean, I see that mainstream media is pretty much, you know, controlled, and we are given a, you know, kind of like pablum. We're fed pablum on how we should deal with the Israel state.
So what do you think should be done?
Well, I kind of feel like that, you know, the United States should take care of its own
business. What's that mean?
And I don't think that we should interfere with the Jewish religion, or do I think that we should interfere with...
So would you agree with the statement then, that the United States government should give no foreign aid to anyone whatsoever around the world?
Oh, absolutely. I truly believe that.
Great. We're on the same page with that. And apparently, you know, some of these folks down at, you're saying the Occupy folks are against foreign aid being given out, which, you know, people at Occupy believe different things from my experience to them.
Let's take this one step further. How do you feel about what happened in Libya? You know, is the United States justified in accomplishing an assassination of
No,
Omar
the United States isn't justified to exist at all, and they certainly shouldn't be going around meddling in other countries' business around the world. I thank you for the call, Rax. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So I guess he's just... It's weird. What a strange call. Like, you know, he's on board with us with the idea of ending foreign aid, but confused as to why other people who would be Jewish would support not sending foreign aid to Israel.
I was kind of confused on where he stood exactly.
Yeah. I was confused about what he was asking, and I mean, I certainly couldn't answer that question for the Jewish people he's talking about.
Like,
you know,
why they would think that way.
Right,
yeah, we'll
I
try
have no
asking
idea.
One of them why they think that way. Maybe they also agreed that foreign aid shouldn't be given out to any countries.
Some of them probably do.
Yeah, it's possible.
So let's go to, or maybe they realize that by giving foreign aid to these countries, that the foreign aid actually just goes to the governments in those countries, and that they're not helping anybody. So maybe it's one thing to support helping people around the world, but you have to understand that government foreign aid doesn't help the people. It helps the governments. But, yeah, if you really want to know what people are thinking, you have to ask them, not us talk show host types. So let's go, unless one of us is Jewish, but I don't think any of us are. All right, so let's go to Sharon listening in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind
tonight?
I just
found your radio station, and so all of this is new to me, and I don't really know all of the background and all of that. But there was a fellow who called in the other night, and he said that there was only one thing that you had to do to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And he didn't expound on what that one thing was. And so I wondered, in your opinion, what is that one thing? And the other question is, once the Federal Reserve is gone, then what structure should be there in place of it?
Well, I don't know what one thing. I don't know if that was maybe it wasn't our show that you were listening to on that particular night, or maybe I just don't recall the call. But I would say that something that you need to have happen in order to get rid of the Federal Reserve is to have alternative currencies to which people can switch. It's not going to be an overnight thing, likely, that the Federal Reserve is just going to disappear. So there likely will be some sort of a transitionary phase. But ultimately, we need to have, and I'm sure, Luther, you're going to agree with me on this, that, that we need to have an open market in currencies.
Absolutely. And personally, I feel that gold and silver and even copper are your best bet.
Unfortunately, at this point in time, the federal government is... Well, they're a little aggressive towards people that are creating alternative currencies.
Unless you have, like, they will kind of license people to have alternative currencies that are backed by the dollar, something like the Berkshires down in Massachusetts, in Western Massachusetts. And what it is it's 90 cents. It's worth 90 cents of every dollar, so you kind of lose money in the exchange. Hmm. But it's just a paper bill.
But
that's it.
Like somebody minting their own silver, as we saw with the Liberty dollar, the feds came in, they literally raided their offices and their storage facilities and stole millions of dollars worth of gold and silver and mm-hmm. I think some palladium as well,
sure.
Some copper. So they, at this point in time, are cracking down. They actually ended up calling it contraband. So anybody that has Liberty dollars is technically subject to having them seized by the federal government. Maybe you'd be arrested. I don't know about that. This is some of the news that came out while I was in jail recently, so I don't have all the details on that. But there's a big process involved here. One of them is to convince people that the Federal Reserve should go away, and it seems to be getting easier to convince them of that. People on both sides of the political spectrum seem to be interested in that. And so then it's just a matter of someone having the will and the drive and the capital necessary to create another alternative currency and somehow be able to do it without having the Fed swoop in and raid their facility. I don't know if that means having, like, distributed locations where silver can be stored that are perhaps not easily accessible by the Feds. Because, I mean, they literally just walked into that Sunshine Mint and took whatever they wanted because they're the Feds.
Right.
And the security's not going to stop them. So I don't know if I've answered your question, Sharon.
That's pretty good. That's a good stab at it. If we didn't have the Federal Reserve, how would our lives be different?
Ooh, that's a great question. If you want to hang on, we can dig into that here with you in a moment. 855-450-FREE. If we didn't have the Federal Reserve, how would our lives be different?
Yeah, that is a good question.
Let's go around the panel here and find out here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, and maybe you want to share your answer to that question. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice. 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.